3-2. Swinging, Doyle unloads on one, a deep left center. Langford chasing after it at the wall, and that one's out of here.
That's what it felt like all night.
Play the beginning one more time and tell me how many milliseconds into this call you can tell that it's going bad for the Rangers.
3-2. Swinging, Doyle unloads on one, a deep left center. Langford chasing after it at the wall, and that one's out of here.
Immediately.
You can hear it in the moment that he says Langford chasing after it.
Yeah.
He almost gets depressed in the middle of it and then realizes he can't do that on radio.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't do that this early. But like, you can play, if you can't isolate that part Langford. Hold on. Is there something happening?
No.
Can you play it again?
3-2. Swinging, Doyle unloads on one, a deep left center. Langford chasing after it at the wall, and that one's out of here.
Chasing after it. Actually, it might be the unloads part. The unloads part may have been the moment, too. But yeah, Kevin, things went bad last night.
Yeah,
very bad.
It really, really did.
I blame you.
What? What did I do?
The other day, somebody texted in, and they were like, look at this schedule. Look at how brutal this schedule is.
And it's not.
You got to play the White Sox.
Who aren't very good.
And the Brewers.
They are very good.
And the Mariners.
They suck. But they might still win this division.
And Kevin said, that doesn't matter. It's the Rangers we're talking about here, guys.
Untrue.
And since you said that, we're now 1-2.
What I said was the White Sox aren't very good. And guess what? The White Sox aren't very good. They're fine, but they're not very good. Well, the Rangers just lost a series to them, which means...
Season's over.
No, the season's over.
What did you want me to say?
It means the Rangers. It means the Rangers aren't very good.
Yeah, that was a tough one last night. I loved the Jock Peterson home run. It was gorgeous. That was an amazing, and I was like, okay, we can do this. And it just continued to fall apart after that, Kevin.
Yeah, and honestly, at this point, I don't really know if anybody wants to win this division. At 5-5 over their last 10, including on a current 2-game losing streak, the Rangers have still picked up 2 games on the division leading Astros in that run because they're 3-7 and they also have a losing record. And right now, the AL West is on pace to represent the worst playoff team, let alone worst division winner in the history of baseball. So that's the good news. Nobody seems to want to win this division. Here's the bad news. What the hell are the Rangers doing on the bases? So let's go to, well, there's lots of places to choose from. I guess we'll go ahead and go to the first inning. You get 2 walks. Both players are out on the base paths. One via pickoff, one via stealing. So that's not good. All right. Well, at least that's as bad as it got.
When it comes to the stealing part, and we asked Skip about the Jake Berger triple leg out the other day, and he's like, I want guys to be aggressive. Like that, he wants them to be aggressive. That's going to come with it. Getting picked off though cannot. That cannot happen.
Yeah, it was embarrassing, but that was kind of a theme at key points in the game last night. The Rangers, in 1-4 inning span, had at least 2 at bats with runners in scoring position for 4 straight innings. They did not advance a single runner, not even not score, not advance. They had 4 strikeouts, 3 pop-ups, and a fly ball. And that all leads to this by the end of the game.
Gross.
Why? Yes. Why did you lose this game? And realistically, why did you lose the series? Last night, the White Sox, they were spectacular with runners in scoring positions. 7-11. The Rangers, 2-14.
This has been their season.
For sure.
Getting runners on and just saying we can't capitalize for whatever reason, whether it's, hey, I don't know how to get the runner over. That was something Boach talked about last year, too. There's so many different ways to get a runner over.
Yes.
Rather than just hitting a home run or bunting. Why don't we do that? Why are we not more effective in situational baseball? And I don't know if it's because they aren't an intelligent enough team or they're not capable enough at the plate. Or baseball is just really hard for some people.
I think I'm inclined to go with the second one. They're just not good at the plate, but I would certainly listen to any other thoughts about what else it could be, because now you can't just say they've had a rough run against the division on the road. This is now six straight road series losses for the Rangers. And I want to go back to a whole nother other thing about how they're not converting, because that has been the maddening thing about this team. Not all games, but a lot of games. They will get the runners on base. Mm-hmm. They will have their shot and just not carry through on it. I know Skip said a couple of times, you know, you have to at least get the chances. And he's right. You do have to at least get the chances. But if you don't do anything with it, what the hell is the difference? So Jared had this stat. The starter for the White Sox, Sean Burke, he got up to the point where he'd walked seven batters. The last pitcher to walk seven batters against the Rangers was Yu Darvish in 2019 with the Cubs. So it had been 7 years since you'd seen that. That seventh batter that he walked was to lead off the fourth inning. And guess what? Then he walked another person. And so that was eight walks and two straight to lead off the fourth inning. How many runs did the Rangers score in that inning? Zero. Mm. Sean Burke ended up pitching three innings and giving up eight walks. He gave up two runs.
Yeah, you have to capitalize more in those moments.
That's embarrassing.
For sure, yeah. No, it absolutely is. And then when you know you're not getting the best start out of Mackenzie Gore, you know, it just compounds it all together.
Yeah, Mackenzie Gore gave up four straight hits to start the second inning.
But I think I flipped over. I'd been doing some stuff, and I flipped over and just was watching that happen, and I was like, oh my gosh, how is Mackenzie Gore already struggling this much again? And after it felt like he had kind of found his place a little bit, and then they're like, what are we doing here, dude? I felt like he was going to go on a bit of a tear, Kevin.
Yeah.
I did, and then you have a night like that.
From the 817, I don't remember this, but I will take your word for it. To begin the year, if anyone said this would be the worst division in history of baseball, that would have been a hot take, huh? Sorry, I thought they did say that. Yeah, it would have. But here we are. Look, the worst record in the 162-game run for a playoff team was 82-80. You, right now, if you finish 500, I think you win this division.
I think, Kevin, before the season, we were asking the people around that we knew, is this a winnable division?
Right.
Knowing what the Rangers were.
Sure.
I honestly can't tell you I thought or knew they were going to be this, what I feel, poor at the plate
right
again. But knowing what they were, we were like, is it a winnable division? And everybody said yes.
Yeah.
Because the division just was, like, the Mariners were a wild card. You were kind of like a question mark on what they did again. And you kept saying no,
man,
because they're
the
Mariners and they're stupid.
Yeah.
And then we were like, but the Astros, like, they should be down. Like, this is still a winnable division. It's so weird how what we thought at the beginning of the season is almost exactly what it is, even though the Rangers haven't been good.
Yeah, if you told me the division's, like, not going to be that great, I'd be like, oh, yeah, okay. If you said it's going to be the worst division.
Historically bad?
Yeah, in the history of baseball, I'd be like, all right, well, let's calm down just a little bit.
Yeah.
Guess what? Here we are. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
One series win, and we're back in it, dude.
You know what?
That would be a unique position for us.
That would be unique, because the secret word of the day is unique for the KNC masterpiece. I guess I should say for our show. The word is unique. We will do that giveaway.
That's the word.
In the 1 p.m. hour. The word is unique.